Now we're going to dig away back here and bring out some of the old-timers of our world-famous Grand Ole Opry, some of the boys that are responsible for getting it started, the boys that helped to pioneer it way, way back there. So some of the real, down-to-earth, good old Grand Ole Opry type of music. Here are the Fruit Jar Drinkers and Sally Johnson. Back, and here's one I wrote about 20 years ago, the story of a little fellow and his dog, and we hope that you like it. It goes like this. Broken hearted and oh so sad, golden curls all wet with tears. 'Twas a picture of sorrow to see. Kneeling close to the side of his pal and only pride, a little lad, these words he told to me. He was such a lovely doggy, and to me he was such fun. But today, as we played by the way, a drunken man got mad at him because he barked in joy. He beat him and he's dying here today. Will you call a doctor, please, and tell him if he comes right now? He'll save my precious buddy, 'cause I'll pray. Then he stroked the fluffy head, but his little pal was dead. Just a shiver, and he slowly passed away. He didn't know his dog had died, so I told him as he cried, "Come with me, son, we'll get that doctor right away. I can't leave him here alone. I must get my doggy home. So while you're gone, sir, I'll just kneel beside him here and I'll pray. But when I returned, he had his little pal upon his knee. And the teardrops, they were blinding his big blue eyes. You're too late, sir. My dog is dead. And no help can save him now. But I'll meet my precious buddy up in the sky. By a tiny narrow grey, where the billows sadly wave, they're engraved on a shingle of pine. Little body, rest in peace, God will watch you through the years. 'Cause I told him in my prayers that you were mine.